6. Kalimat Ferdowsiye, Words of Paradise. He is the one who speaketh through the power of truth in the kingdom of utterance. O ye, the embodiments of justice and equity, and the manifestations of uprightness and of heavenly bounties. In tears and lamenting, this wronged one calleth aloud and saith, O God, my God, adorn the heads of thy loved ones with the crown of detachment, and attire their temples with the raiment of righteousness. It behooveth the people of Baha to render the Lord victorious through the power of their utterance, and to admonish the people by their goodly deeds and character, inasmuch as deeds exert greater influence than words. O Haydar Ali, upon thee be the praise of God and his glory. Say, honesty, virtue, wisdom, and a saintly character redound to the exaltation of man, while dishonesty, imposture, ignorance, and hypocrisy lead to his abasement. By my life, man's distinction lieth not in ornaments or wealth, but rather in virtuous behavior and true understanding. Most of the people in Persia are steeped in deception and idle fancy. How great the difference between the condition of these people and the station of such valiant souls as have passed beyond the Sea of Names and pitched their tents upon the shores of the ocean of detachment. Indeed, none but a few of the existing generation hath yet earned the merit of hearkening unto the warblings of the doves of the all-highest paradise. Few of my servants are truly thankful. People for the most part delight in superstitions. They regard a single drop of the sea of delusion as preferable to an ocean of certitude. By holding fast unto names, they deprive themselves of the inner reality. And by clinging to vain imaginings, they are kept back from the dayspring of heavenly signs. God grant you may be graciously aided under all conditions to shatter the idols of superstition and to tear away the veils of the imaginations of men. Authority lieth in the grasp of God, the fountainhead of revelation and inspiration, and the Lord of the day of resurrection. We heard that which the person in question hath mentioned regarding certain teachers of the faith. Indeed, he hath spoken truly. Some heedless souls roam the lands in the name of God, actively engaged in ruining his cause, and call it promoting and teaching the word of God. And this notwithstanding that the qualifications of the teachers of the faith, like unto stars, shine resplendent throughout the heavens of the divine tablets. Every fair-minded person testifieth, and every man of insight is well aware that the one true God, exalted be his glory, hath unceasingly set forth and expounded that which will elevate the station and will exalt the rank of the children of men. The people of Baha burn brightly amidst the gatherings, even as a candle, and hold fast unto that which God hath purposed. This station standeth supreme above all stations. Well is it with him who hath cast away the things that the people of the world possess, yearning for that which pertaineth unto God, the sovereign Lord of eternity. Say, O God, my God, thou beholdest me circling round thy will with mine eyes turned towards the horizon of thy bounty, eagerly awaiting the revelation of the effulgent splendors of the sun of thy favors. I beg of thee, O beloved of every understanding heart, and the desire of such as have near access unto thee, to grant that thy loved ones may become wholly detached from their own inclinations, holding fast unto that which pleaseth thee. Attire them, O Lord, with the robe of righteousness, and illumine them with the splendors of the light of detachment. Summon then to their assistance the hosts of wisdom and utterance, that they may exalt thy word amongst thy creatures, and proclaim thy cause amidst thy servants. Verily, potent art thou to do what thou willest, and within thy grasp lie the reins of all affairs. No God is there but thee, the mighty, the ever-forgiving. O thou who hast turned thy gaze towards my face, in these days there occurred that which hath plunged me into dire sadness. Certain wrongdoers, who profess allegiance to the cause of God, committed such deeds as have caused the limbs of sincerity, of honesty, of justice, of equity to quake. One known individual, to whom the utmost kindness and favor had been extended, perpetrated such acts as have brought tears to the eye of God. Formerly, we uttered words of warning and premonition. Then, for a number of years, we kept the matter secret, that haply he might take heed and repent, but all to no purpose. In the end, he bent his energies upon vilifying the cause of God before the eyes of all men. He tore the veil of fairness asunder, and felt sympathy neither for himself nor for the cause of God. Now, however, the deeds of certain individuals have brought sorrows far more grievous than those which the deeds of the former had caused. Beseech thou God, the True One, that he may graciously enable the heedless to retract and repent. Verily, he is the forgiving, the bountiful, the most generous. In these days, it is incumbent upon everyone to adhere tenaciously unto unity and concord, and to labor diligently in promoting the cause of God, that perchance the wayward souls may attain that which will lead unto abiding prosperity. In brief, dissensions among various sects have opened the way to weakness. Each sect hath picked out a way for itself, and is clinging to a certain cord. Despite manifest blindness and ignorance, they pride themselves on their insight and knowledge. Among them are mystics who bear allegiance to the faith of Islam, some of whom indulge in that which leadeth to idleness and seclusion. I swear by God, it lowereth man's station and maketh him swell with pride. Man must bring forth fruit. One who yieldeth no fruit is, in the words of the Spirit, like unto a fruitless tree, and a fruitless tree is fit but for the fire. That which the aforesaid persons have mentioned concerning the stations of divine unity will conduce in no small measure to idleness and vain imaginings. These mortal men have evidently set aside the differences of station and have come to regard themselves as God, while God is immeasurably exalted above all things. Every created being, however, revealeth his signs, which are but emanations from him, and not his own self. All these signs are reflected and can be seen in the book of existence, and the scrolls that depict the shape and pattern of the universe are indeed a most great book. Therein, every man of insight can perceive that which would lead to the straight path and would enable him to attain the great announcement. Consider the rays of the sun, whose light hath encompassed the world. The rays emanate from the sun and reveal its nature, but are not the sun itself. Whatsoever can be discerned on earth amply demonstrateth the power of God, his knowledge, and the outpourings of his bounty, while he himself is immeasurably exalted above all creatures. Christ saith, Thou hast granted to children that whereof the learned and the wise are deprived. The sage of Sabzevar hath said, Alas, attentive ears are lacking, otherwise the whisperings of the syniac bush could be heard from every tree. In a tablet to a man of wisdom, who had made inquiry as to the meaning of elementary reality, we address this famous sage in these words. If this saying is truly thine, how is it that thou hast failed to hearken unto the call which the tree of man hath raised from the loftiest heights of the world? If thou didst hear the call, yet fear and the desire to preserve thy life prompted thee to remain heedless to it, thou art such a person as hath never been nor is worthy of mention. If thou hast not heard it, then thou art bereft of the sense of hearing. In brief, such men are they whose words are the pride of the world, and whose deeds are the shame of the nations. Verily, we have sounded the trumpet, which is none other than my pen of glory, and lo, mankind hath swooned away before it, save them whom God pleaseth to deliver as a token of his grace. He is the Lord of bounty, the Ancient of Days. Say, O concourse of divines, pronounce ye censure against this pen, unto which as soon as it raised its shrill voice, the kingdom of utterance prepared itself to hearken, and before whose mighty and glorious theme every other theme hath paled into insignificance. Fear ye God, and follow not your idle fancies and corrupt imaginings, but rather follow him who is come unto you invested with undeniable knowledge and unshakable certitude. Glorified be God. Man's treasure is his utterance, yet this wronged one hath withheld his tongue, for the disbelievers are lying in ambush. However, protection is afforded by God, the Lord of all worlds. Verily in him have we placed our trust, and unto him have we committed all affairs. All sufficient is he for us and for all created things. He is the one by whose leave and through the potency of whose command the day star of sovereign might hath shone resplendent above the horizon of the world. Well is it with him who perceiveth and recognizeth the truth, and woe betide the froward and the faithless. This wronged one hath invariably treated the wise with affection. By the wise is meant men whose knowledge is not confined to mere words, and whose lives have been fruitful and have produced enduring results. It is incumbent upon everyone to honour these blessed souls. Happy are they that observe God's precepts. Happy are they that have recognised the truth. Happy are they that judge with fairness in all matters and hold fast to the cord of my inviolable justice. The people of Persia have turned away from him who is the protector and the helper. They are clinging to and have enmeshed themselves in the vain imaginings of the foolish. So firmly do they adhere to superstitions that naught can sever them therefrom save the potent arm of God. Exalted is his glory. Beseech thou the Almighty that he may remove with the fingers of divine power the veils which have shut out the diverse peoples and kindreds, that they may attain the things that are conducive to security, progress, and advancement, and may hasten forth towards the incomparable friend. The word of God, which the Abhar pen hath revealed and inscribed on the first leaf of the most exalted paradise, is this: Verily, I say, the fear of God hath ever been a sure defence and a safe stronghold for all the peoples of the world. It is the chief cause of the protection of mankind and the supreme instrument for its preservation. Indeed, there existeth in man a faculty which deterreth him from and guardeth him against whatever is unworthy and unseemly, and which is known as his sense of shame. This, however, is confined to but a few. All have not possessed and do not possess it. The word of God, which the supreme pen hath recorded on the second leaf of the most exalted paradise, is the following: The pen of the Most High exhorteth at this moment the manifestations of authority and the sources of power, namely the kings, the sovereigns, the presidents, the rulers, the divines, and the wise, and enjoineth them to uphold the cause of religion and to cleave unto it. Religion is verily the chief instrument for the establishment of order in the world and of tranquility amongst its peoples. The weakening of the pillars of religion hath strengthened the foolish and emboldened them and made them more arrogant. Verily, I say, the greater the decline of religion, the more grievous the waywardness of the ungodly. This cannot but lead in the end to chaos and confusion. Hear me, O men of insight, and be warned, ye who are endued with discernment. The word of God, which the supreme pen hath recorded on the third leaf of the most exalted paradise, is this: O son of man, if thine eyes be turned towards mercy, forsake the things that profit thee, and cleave unto that which will profit mankind. And if thine eyes be turned towards justice, choose thou for thy neighbour that which thou choosest for thyself. Humility exalteth man to the heaven of glory and power, whilst pride abaseth him to the depths of wretchedness and degradation. O people of God, great is the day and mighty the call. In one of our tablets we have revealed these exalted words: Were the world of the Spirit to be wholly converted into the sense of hearing, it could then claim to be worthy to hearken unto the voice that calleth from the supreme horizon. For otherwise these ears that are defiled with lying tales have never been, nor are they now, fit to hear it. Well is it with them that hearken, and woe betide the wayward. The word of God which the supreme pen hath recorded on the fourth leaf of the most exalted paradise is the following. O people of God, beseech ye the true one, glorified be his name, that he may graciously shield the manifestations of dominion and power from the suggestions of self and desire, and shed the radiance of justice and guidance upon them. His Majesty Mohammed Shah, despite the excellence of his rank, committed two heinous deeds. One was the order to banish the Lord of the Realms of Grace and Bounty, the Primal Point, and the other, the murder of the Prince of the City of Statesmanship and Literary Accomplishment. The faults of kings, like their favours, can be great. A king who is not deterred by the vainglory of power and authority from observing justice, nor is deprived of the splendours of the daystar of equity by luxury, riches, glory, or the marshalling of hosts and legions, shall occupy a high rank and a sublime station amongst the concourse on high. It is incumbent upon everyone to extend aid and to manifest kindness to so noble a soul. Well is it with the king who keepeth a tight hold on the reins of his passion, restraineth his anger, and preferreth justice and fairness to injustice and tyranny. The word of God, which the supreme pen hath recorded on the fifth leaf of the most exalted paradise, is this. Above all else, the greatest gift and the most wondrous blessing hath ever been and will continue to be wisdom. It is man's unfailing protector. It aideth him and strengtheneth him. Wisdom is God's emissary and the revealer of his name, the Omniscient. Through it, the loftiness of man's station is made manifest and evident. It is all-knowing and the foremost teacher in the school of existence. It is the guide and is invested with high distinction. Thanks to its educating influence, earthly beings have become imbued with a gem-like spirit which outshineth the heavens. In the city of justice, it is the unrivaled speaker, who in the year 9 illumined the world with the joyful tidings of this revelation. And it was this peerless source of wisdom that at the beginning of the foundation of the world ascended the stair of inner meaning, and when enthroned upon the pulpit of utterance through the operation of the divine will, proclaimed two words. The first heralded the promise of reward, while the second voiced the ominous warning of punishment. The promise gave rise to hope, and the warning begat fear. Thus the basis of world order hath been firmly established upon these twin principles. Exalted is the Lord of wisdom, the possessor of great bounty. The word of God, which the supreme pen hath recorded on the sixth leaf of the most exalted paradise, is the following. The light of men is justice. Quench it not with the contrary winds of oppression and tyranny. The purpose of justice is the appearance of unity among men. The ocean of divine wisdom surgeth within this exalted word, while the books of the world cannot contain its inner significance. Were mankind to be adorned with this raiment, they would behold the day star of the utterance, "On that day God will satisfy everyone out of his abundance, shining resplendent above the horizon of the world. Appreciate ye the value of this utterance. It is a noble fruit that the tree of the pen of glory hath yielded. Happy is the man that giveth ear unto it, and observeth its precepts. Verily I say, whatever is sent down from the heaven of the will of God is the means for the establishment of order in the world, and the instrument for promoting unity and fellowship among its peoples. Thus hath the tongue of this wronged one spoken from his most great prison. The word of God, which the supreme pen hath recorded on the seventh leaf of the most exalted paradise, is this: O ye men of wisdom among nations, shut your eyes to estrangement, then fix your gaze upon unity. Cleave tenaciously unto that which will lead to the well-being and tranquility of all mankind. This span of earth is but one homeland and one habitation. It behooveth you to abandon vain glory which causeth alienation, and to set your hearts on whatever will ensure harmony. In the estimation of the people of Baha, man's glory lieth in his knowledge, his upright conduct, his praiseworthy character, his wisdom, and not in his nationality or rank. O people of the earth, appreciate the value of this heavenly word. Indeed, it may be likened unto a ship for the ocean of knowledge, and a shining luminary for the realm of perception. The word of God, which the supreme pen hath recorded on the eighth leaf of the most exalted paradise, is the following: Schools must first train the children in the principles of religion, so that the promise and the threat recorded in the books of God may prevent them from the things forbidden, and adorn them with the mantle of the commandments. But this in such a measure that it may not injure the children by resulting in ignorant fanaticism and bigotry. It is incumbent upon the trustees of the House of Justice to take counsel together regarding those things which have not outwardly been revealed in the book, and to enforce that which is agreeable to them. God will verily inspire them with whatsoever he willeth, and he verily is the provider, the omniscient. We have formerly ordained that people should converse in two languages, yet efforts must be made to reduce them to one. Likewise, the scripts of the world, that men's lives may not be dissipated and wasted in learning diverse languages. Thus the whole earth would come to be regarded as one city and one land. The word of God, which the supreme pen hath recorded on the ninth leaf of the most exalted paradise, is this: In all matters, moderation is desirable. If a thing is carried to excess, it will prove a source of evil. Consider the civilization of the West, how it hath agitated and alarmed the peoples of the world. An infernal engine hath been devised, and hath proved so cruel a weapon of destruction that its like none hath ever witnessed or heard. The purging of such deeply rooted and overwhelming corruptions cannot be effected unless the peoples of the world unite in pursuit of one common aim and embrace one universal faith. Incline your ears unto the call of this wronged one, and adhere firmly to the lesser peace. Strange and astonishing things exist in the earth, but they are hidden from the minds and the understanding of men. These things are capable of changing the whole atmosphere of the earth, and their contamination would prove lethal. Great God, we have observed an amazing thing. Lightning, or a force similar to it, is controlled by an operator and moveth at his command. Immeasurably exalted is the Lord of power, who hath laid bare that which he purposed through the potency of his weighty and invincible command. O people of Baha, each one of the ordinances we have revealed is a mighty stronghold for the preservation of the world of being. Verily, this wronged one desireth naught but your security and elevation. We exhort the men of the House of Justice and command them to ensure the protection and safeguarding of men, women, and children. It is incumbent upon them to have the utmost regard for the interests of the people at all times and under all conditions. Blessed is the ruler who succoureth the captive, and the rich one who careth for the poor, and the just one who secureth from the wrongdoer the rights of the downtrodden. And happy the trustee who observeth that which the ordainer, the Ancient of Days, hath prescribed unto him. O Haydar Ali, upon thee be my glory and my praise. My counsels and admonitions have compassed the world, yet instead of imparting joy and gladness, they have caused grief, because some of those who claim to love me have waxed haughty and have inflicted upon me such tribulations as neither the followers of former religions nor the divines of Persia did ever inflict. We have said, my imprisonment doeth me no harm, nor do the things that have befallen me at the hands of my enemies. That which harmeth me is the conduct of my loved ones, who though they bear my name, yet commit that which maketh my heart and my pen to lament. Such utterances as these have again and again been revealed, yet the heedless have failed to profit thereby, since they are captive to their own evil passions and corrupt desires. Beseech thou the one true God, that he may enable every one to repent and return unto him. So long as one's nature yieldeth unto evil passions, crime and transgression will prevail. We cherish the hope that the hand of divine power and the outpouring of heavenly blessings may sustain all men, may attire them with the vesture of forgiveness and bounty, and guard them against that which would harm his cause among his servants. He is in truth the potent, the all-powerful, and he is the ever-forgiving, the merciful. The word of God, which the supreme pen hath recorded on the 10th leaf of the most exalted paradise, is the following. O people of the earth, living in seclusion or practicing asceticism is not acceptable in the presence of God. It behooveth them that are endued with insight and understanding to observe that which will cause joy and radiance. Such practices as are sprung from the loins of idle fancy, or are begotten of the womb of superstition, ill beseem men of knowledge. In former times, and more recently, some people have been taking up their abodes in the caves of the mountains, while others have repaired to graveyards at night. Say, give ear unto the counsels of this wronged one, Abandon the things current amongst you, and adopt that which the faithful counsellor biddeth you. Deprive not yourselves of the bounties which have been created for your sake. Charity is pleasing and praiseworthy in the sight of God, and is regarded as a prince among goodly deeds. Consider ye and call to mind that which the All-Merciful hath revealed in the Quran. They prefer them before themselves, though poverty be their own lot, and with such as are preserved from their own covetousness shall it be well. Viewed in this light, the blessed utterance above is in truth the day star of utterances. Blessed is he who preferreth his brother before himself. Verily such a man is reckoned, by virtue of the will of God, the all-knowing, the all-wise, with the people of Baha, who dwell in the Crimson Ark. The word of God, which the Supreme Pen hath recorded on the 11th leaf of the most exalted paradise, is this. We enjoin upon them that are the emblems of his names and attributes to firmly adhere henceforth unto that which hath been set forth in this most great revelation, not to allow themselves to become the cause of strife, and until the end that knoweth no end, to keep their eyes directed towards the dayspring of these resplendent words which have been recorded in this tablet. Strife leads to bloodshed and provokes commotion amongst people. Hearken ye unto the voice of this wronged one, and deviate not therefrom. Were anyone to ponder in his heart that which hath in this revelation streamed forth from the pen of glory, he would be assured that whatever this wronged one hath affirmed, he hath had no intention of establishing any position or distinction for himself. The purpose hath rather been to attract the souls through the sublimity of his words unto the summit of transcendent glory, and to endow them with the capacity of perceiving that which will purge and purify the peoples of the world from the strife and dissension which religious differences provoke. Unto this bear witness my heart, my pen, my inner and my outer being. God grant that all men may turn unto the treasuries latent within their own beings. O people of Baha, the source of crafts, sciences, and arts is the power of reflection. Make ye every effort that out of this ideal mine there may gleam forth such pearls of wisdom and utterance as will promote the well-being and harmony of all the kindreds of the earth. Under all conditions, whether in adversity or at ease, whether honoured or afflicted, this wronged one hath directed all men to show forth love, affection, compassion, and harmony. And yet whenever there was any slight evidence of progress and advancement, those concealed behind the veils would sally forth and utter calumnies more wounding than the sword. They cling unto misleading and reprehensible words, and suffer themselves to be deprived of the ocean of verses revealed by God. If these obstructing veils had not intervened, Persia would in some 2 years have been subdued through the power of utterance. The position of both the government and the people would have been raised, and the supreme goal, unveiled and unconcealed, would have appeared in the plenitude of glory. In short, sometimes in explicit language, at other times by allusion, we said whatever had to be said. Thus, Once Persia had been rehabilitated, the sweet savours of the word of God would have wafted over all countries, inasmuch as that which hath streamed forth from the most exalted pen is conducive to the glory, the advancement and education of all the peoples and kindreds of the earth. Indeed, it is the sovereign remedy for every disease, could they but comprehend and perceive it. Recently, the Afnans and Amin, upon them be my glory and loving kindness, attained our presence and beheld our countenance. Likewise, Nabil, the son of Nabil, and the son of Samandar, upon them rest the glory of God and his loving kindness, are present and have drunk the cup of reunion. We entreat God that he may graciously ordain for them the good of this world and of the next, and that the outpouring of his blessings and grace may descend upon them from the heaven of his generosity and the clouds of his tender compassion. Verily, of those who show mercy, he is the most merciful, and he is the gracious, the beneficent. O Haydar Ali, thine other letter, which thou hast forwarded through him who beareth the title of Jude, Bounty, hath reached our holy court. Praised be God! It was adorned with the light of divine unity and of detachment, and was ablaze with the fire of love and affection. Pray thou unto God that he may grant keenness to the eyes and illumine them with a new light. Perchance they may perceive that which hath no parallel nor peer. In this day, the verses of the Mother Book are resplendent and unmistakable even as the sun. They can in no wise be mistaken for any of the past or more recent utterances. Truly, this wronged one desireth not to demonstrate his own cause with proofs produced by others. He is the one who embraceth all things, while all else besides him is circumscribed. Say, O people, peruse that which is current amongst you, and we will peruse what pertaineth unto us. I swear by God, neither the praise of the peoples of the world, nor the things that the kindreds of the earth possess, are worthy of mention before the remembrance of his name. Unto this beareth witness he who under all conditions proclaimeth, Verily he is God, the sovereign ruler of the day of reckoning, and the Lord of the mighty throne. Glorified be God. One wondereth by what proof or reason the disbelievers among the people of the Bayan have turned away from the Lord of Being. In truth, the station of this revelation transcendeth the station of whatever hath been manifested in the past or will be made manifest in the future. Were the point of the Bayan present in this day, and should he, God forbid, hesitate to acknowledge this cause, then the very blessed words which have streamed forth from the wellspring of his own Bayan would apply to him. He saith, and his word is the truth, lawful is it for him whom God will make manifest to reject him who is the greatest on earth. Say, O ye that are bereft of understanding. Today that most exalted being is proclaiming, Verily, verily, I am the first to adore him. How shallow is the fund of men's knowledge, and how feeble their power of perception. Our pen of glory beareth witness to their abject poverty, and to the wealth of God, the Lord of all worlds. Lauded and glorified is he who hath called the creation into being. He is the sovereign truth, the knower of things unseen. The mother book is revealed, and the Lord of bounty is established upon the most blessed seat of glory. The dawn hath broken, yet the people understand not. The signs have been ushered in, while he who hath revealed them is overwhelmed with manifest sorrow. Indeed, I have endured that which hath caused the world of existence to lament. Say, O Yahya, Azal, produce a single verse if thou dost possess divinely inspired knowledge. These words were formerly spoken by my herald, who at this hour proclaimeth, Verily, verily, I am the first to adore him. Be fair, O my brother, art thou able to express thyself when brought face to face with the billowing ocean of mine utterance? Canst thou unloose thy tongue when confronted with the shrill voice of my pen? Hast thou any power before the revelations of mine omnipotence? Judge thou fairly, I adjure thee by God, and call to mind when thou didst stand in the presence of this wronged one, and we dictated to thee the verses of God, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Beware lest the source of falsehood withhold thee from the manifest truth. O thou who hast fixed thy gaze upon my countenance, say, O ye heedless ones, by reason of a droplet ye have deprived yourselves of the ocean of heavenly verses, and for the sake of an insignificant atom ye have shut yourselves out from the splendors of the day star of truth. Who else but Baha hath the power to speak forth before the face of mankind? Judge ye fairly, and be not of the unjust. Through him the oceans have surged, the mysteries have been divulged, and the trees have lifted up their voices, exclaiming, The kingdoms of earth and heaven are God's, the revealer of signs, the fountainhead of clear tokens. Peruse ye the Persian Bayan, revealed by him who heralded this revelation, and look at it with the eye of fairness. Verily, he will guide you aright to his path. At this moment he proclaimeth that which his tongue had formerly uttered when he was seated upon the throne of his most exalted name. Thou hast made mention of the loved ones in those regions. Praised be God, each one of them attained the honour of being remembered by the True One, exalted is his glory. And the names of them, one and all, flowed from the tongue of grandeur in the kingdom of utterance. Great indeed is their blessedness and happiness, inasmuch as they have drunk the choice wine of revelation and inspiration from the hand of their Lord, the compassionate, the merciful. We beseech God to strengthen them to manifest inflexible constancy, and to summon to their aid the hosts of wisdom and utterance. He is in truth the mighty, the omnipotent. Convey my greetings to them, and give them the joyful tidings that the day star of remembrance hath dawned, and shed its radiance from above the horizon of the bountiful favours of their Lord, the ever-forgiving, the all-merciful. Thou hast mentioned Hussein. We have attired his temple with the robe of forgiveness and adorned his head with the crown of pardon. It beseemeth him to pride himself among all men upon this resplendent, this radiant and manifest bounty. Say, be not despondent. After the revelation of this blessed verse, it is as though thou hast been born anew from thy mother's womb. Say, thou art free from sin and error. Truly, God hath purged thee with the living waters of his utterance in his most great prison. We entreat him, blessed and exalted is he, to graciously confirm thee in extolling him and in magnifying his glory, and to strengthen thee through the power of his invisible hosts. Verily, he is the Almighty, the Omnipotent. Thou hast made mention of the people of Tar. We have set our face toward the servants of God therein, and advise them first to consider that which the point of the Bayan hath revealed concerning this revelation, whereby all names and titles have been shaken, the idols of vain imaginings have crumbled, and the tongue of grandeur hath from the realm of glory proclaimed by the righteousness of God. The hidden treasure, the impenetrable mystery, hath been uncovered to men's eyes, causing all things, whether of the past or of the future, to rejoice. He hath said, and his word is the truth, of all the tributes I have paid to him who is to come after me, the greatest is this, my written confession, that no words of mine can adequately describe him, nor can any reference to him in my book, the Bayan, do justice to his cause. Moreover, we counsel them to observe justice, equity, honesty, piety, and that whereby both the word of God and their own station will be exalted amongst men. Verily, I am the one who exhorteth with justice. Unto this beareth witness he from whose pen rivers of mercy have flowed, and from whose utterance fountains of living waters have streamed forth unto all created things. Immeasurably exalted is this boundless grace. Immensely blessed is this resplendent favour. O people of Tar, give ear unto the call of him who doeth whatsoever he willeth. In truth, he remindeth you of that which will draw you nigh unto God, the Lord of the worlds. He hath turned his face towards you from the prison of Acca, and hath revealed for your sakes what will immortalize your memory and your names in the book which cannot be effaced and remaineth unaffected by the doubts of the froward. Cast away the things current amongst men, and take fast hold on that whereunto ye are bidden, by virtue of the will of the Ordainer, the Ancient of Days. This is the day wherein the divine Lotree calleth aloud, saying, O people, behold ye my fruits and my leaves. Incline then your ears unto my rustling. Beware lest the doubts of men debar you from the light of certitude. The ocean of utterance exclaimeth and saith, O ye dwellers on the earth, behold my billowing waters, and the pearls of wisdom and utterance which I have poured forth. Fear ye God, and be not of the heedless. In this day a great festival is taking place in the realm above. For whatsoever was promised in the sacred scriptures hath been fulfilled. This is the day of great rejoicing. It behooveth everyone to hasten towards the court of his nearness with exceeding joy, gladness, exultation, and delight, and to deliver himself from the fire of remoteness. O people of Tar, through the strengthening power of my name, seize ye the chalice of knowledge. Drink then your fill in defiance of the people of the world who have broken the covenant of God and his testament, rejected his proofs and clear tokens, and cavilled at his signs, which have pervaded all that are in heaven and on earth. The disbelievers among the people of the Bayan are like the followers of the Shi'a sect and walk in their footsteps. Leave them to their idle fancies and vain imaginings. They are in truth accounted with the lost in the book of God, the all-knowing, the all-wise. The Shi'a divines, one and all, are now engaged in reviling and denouncing the True One from their pulpits. Gracious God! Dawlat Abadi too hath followed suit. He ascended the pulpit and gave voice to that which hath caused the tablet to cry out in anguish and the pen to wail. Meditate upon his conduct and the conduct of Ashraf. Upon him be my glory and my tender mercy. And likewise, consider those loved ones who hastened to the place of martyrdom in my name and offered up their lives in the path of him who is the desire of the world. The cause is manifest. It shineth resplendent as the sun. But the people have become veils unto themselves. We entreat God that he may graciously assist them to return unto him. He is, in truth, the forgiving, the merciful. O people of Tar, we send you greetings from this spot and beseech God, blessed and exalted is he, to give you to drink the choice wine of constancy from the hand of his favour. Verily, he is the Lord of bounty, the gracious, the all-praised. Leave ye unto themselves the immature ones of the world, they that are moved by selfish desire and cling to the exponents of idle fancy. Verily, he is your helper and succourer. He is in truth potent to do whatsoever he willeth. No God is there but him, the one, the peerless, the mighty, the most great. May glory from our presence rest upon those who have set their faces toward the dayspring of his revelation, and have acknowledged and recognized that which the tongue of utterance hath spoken in the kingdom of knowledge, in this blessed, this glorious, and incomparable day.